Okay, Arjun will recite Namukar mantra and will begin afterwards. Arjun?
Yes, I'll start.
Okay, start.
Namo Arihantanam, Namo Sittanam, Namo Ariyanam, Namo Urjayanam, Namo
Very
Loesavasahunam, Esopatinagaro, Sawahau, Mangalam Chitavitin, Ravi. That part I messed up on.
Oh, you remembered it all. Very good. Okay, you also know Esopanishad Namo Haro, no? You remember Esopanishad Haro? Hello? Esopanishad Okay, very good. Namukar, the meaning of Namukar mantra. Arjun, will you please tell me the meaning of Namukar mantra? Namo Arihantaram, Namo
Namo Arihantanam means I bow down to the Arihant.
Yes.
Siddhanam means I bow down to Siddhas.
Okay.
Namo Urjayanam means I bow down to Upadhyaya. No, I mean Acharya. I skipped a line. Namo Ariyanam means
Yeah.
bow down to the Acharyas. Namo Urjayanam means I bow down to Upadhyas. And Namo Loesavasahunam means I bow down to all chain sadhus.
Very good, very good. Dia, can you please name the five Parameshtis?
Aryan, Sid, Acharya, Upadhyay, Sadhu.
Very good. We say Arhant Parameshti, Siddh Parameshti, Acharya Parameshti, Upadhyaya Parameshti, Sadhu Parameshti. See, they are elder to us now. The five Parameshtis are the great souls. So we should take their names with respect. So that's why we say not Arhant, Siddh. They're not our friends, right? So they are great souls. So we say Arhant Parameshti, Siddh Parameshti, Acharya Parameshti, Upadhyaya Parameshti, Sadhu Parameshti. Very good. Okay. Any doubt in Namukar mantra to any of you? Arjun, any doubt?
No.
Okay. Diya, any doubt?
No.
Can you ask something?
Yes.
Can you ask some? Okay, so tell me, why do we pay salutations to Arihantas first and not Siddhas? Diya.
Because Arihant has body.
Arihantas?
Arihant has body.
So, Arihantas body, so what difference does it make? Siddhas have attained the complete bliss, they reside at the Siddhishila, the topmost position.
Aryan gives Divya Jani.
Very good. And Arjun, Divyadhvani, what is Divyadhvani?
It's a sound from the Arihant.
Very good. And how does it help us? Divyas Vani. It gives us
knowledge. Like, for example, if they told us that there was also Siddhas who had also achieved complete happiness.
Okay, very good. Dear Arjun, we pay salutations to Arahantas first because they have body and therefore they can give us Dibhidvani. They can give us the sound, and by Dibhidvani we gain the knowledge that how to attain complete bliss, the happiness. And that's why they show us the way of happiness, the path of liberation, and therefore we pay salutations to Arahanta first. Okay, but who is more happy, Arahanta or Siddha? Arjun, who is more happy, Arahanta or Siddha?
Siddha.
Huh? Sorry? Who is more happier, Arahanta or Siddha?
Siddha?
Siddha is happier than Arahanta, right?
Yeah.
Diya? Who is happy?
Both.
Both, I mean, I am asking who is having more happiness. Both have happiness. Same? The same level?
Yes.
Arjun, Arant and Siddharth both have same kind of happiness. They do not differ in terms of happiness. Okay?
Okay,
very good. Okay, Arjun, do you know why do we celebrate Diwali? What did you do at Diwali?
For Diwali, I had my sister over.
Okay, fine. You know what happened at Diwali? Anything? Why do we celebrate it? Yeah, why do we celebrate it?
It's the festival of lights.
What?
It's the festival of lights.
Yeah, festival of lights, and why do we celebrate it? You know or not?
I don't.
Okay. You know who is Mahavir Bhagwan?
No, I don't.
You don't know Mahavir Bhagwan?
No.
Okay. See, we have Arahantas, Siddhas. Okay, so these are Bhagwan, right?
Yes.
So Mahavir Bhagwan is a Tirthankar Bhagwan we have in Jainism, and he is the last Tirthankar of this time. I mean, the time in which we are, he is the last Tirthankar. Okay, so he is Mahavir Bhagwan, is a Tirthankar Bhagwan. And on this day of Diwali, the Diwali day, he went to the liberation. He got the complete happiness. He became Siddha. On the day of Diwali, the Arahanta Mahavir Bhagwan became Siddha. You got me?
Yes, I did.
Why do we celebrate it?
We celebrate it because it was the day that Mahavir Bhagwan came from Arihant to a Siddha.
Very good. I mean, he was there on this earth and he's giving his Dibhidvani, okay? And when the time came, he stopped giving Dibhidvani And he, from the Arihanta, he moved to the topmost position by leaving his body and became Siddha. And that's why we call it, he went to Moksha, and we say that day, we celebrate that day as Diwali. So he became Siddha from Arihanta, and that's why he went to liberation, and that's why we celebrate Diwali as he went to the Moksha. Okay?
Okay,
fine. Okay, now we'll start the new chapters. Okay, you have Char Mangal, the chapter Mangal Uttam Sharan, the file of the Mangal Uttam Sharan. Do you have it, the study material? Dia, you have it? Hello, Dia.
Yes.
Okay, Arjun, you have it?
I have it, I'm just opening it up.
Okay, its name is Mangal, M-A-N-G-A-L, Uttam and Sharan. Okay, now we have learned about the five Parameshtis, right? How can we group the five Parameshtis into two? See, this chapter is very, very, very easy. If you know Ramukar Mantra, this chapter is very easy. Okay, we don't have to learn anything in this time. Okay, so now tell me, Dia, we have grouped five Parameshtis into two groups, right? Which groups we grouped them? The five Parameshtis. Arihanta and Siddhas in one group, Acharya Upadhyayas and Sadhus in other group.
Arihant Sid is in one group and Acharya Upadhyayas is in the other group.
And what do we name these group?
Dev and Guru.
Very good. Dev and Guru. Arjun, who is Dev and who is Guru?
Dev is Arihant and Siddhas.
Yes.
Guru is Acharyas, Upadhyayas and Sadhus.
Very good. Now, I told you one thing. Acharyas and Upadhyayas are sadhus or not?
They are
sadhus, right?
Yes.
So we can call them sadhus or not, Diya. We can call Acharya and Upadhyaya as sadhus. Diya, can we call them sadhus?
Yes.
We can call it. It makes no difference, right? If we are talking of sadhus as a whole, so we can call Acharya sadhu too and Upadhyaya sadhu too, right? Arjun, any problem in this? If we call them sadhus?
No
problem, right? Because they look like sadhus, they are sadhus, and firstly they became sadhus and then they upgraded to Acharyas or Upadhyayas as per their knowledge, as per their qualities. Okay, but to the very base, they are sadhus only, right? So we call them sadhus, right? Okay, now in this chapter, we learn four things. Simple. We know Arihantas, we know Siddhas, we know sadhus. Sadhus means, now whenever I say sadhu, sadhu means what? Acharyas, Upadhyayas and sadhus, all the three, okay? Sadhu means Acharyas, sadhu means Upadhyayas and sadhu means sadhus, okay? Am I clear?
Yes.
Dia, am I clear?
Yes.
Okay, fine. So we learn some things about the four people. One is Arihant Parameshti, so Arihantas. Second is Siddha Parameshti, Siddhas. Third is Sadhu Parameshti, means Sadhus, means Acharyas, Upadhyayas and Sadhus. All the three will be combined in one group that will be called Sadhus. Just like we say Guru, we'll say now Sadhu. Okay? And now fourth thing. Divyadhvani, you know, the Kedli, Bhagwan's Divyadhvani, Tirthankar Bhagwan, Arahant Bhagwan's Divyadhvani. That Divyadhvani gives us what? That Divyadhvani states the religion, the Jainism, right? Mahavir Bhagwan or all the Bhagwan or Arahant Parameshti, they do give us Divyadhvani, right? They give us Divyadhvani. That Divyadhvani is what? That shows us the path of liberation. Correct, Arjun?
Yes.
The Vidvani shows us the path of liberation. Now tell me, what is Jainism? Dia, you know what is Jainism?
I don't know.
Very good. Arjun, you know what is Jainism?
The religion name?
The religion of?
The religion's name?
The religion's name, right. Jainism is the name of the religion. Okay, fine. Now, when Arhantas gave their Dibhidhvani, they must have stated some principles to get the liberation, to get the pure happiness, right? In the Dibhidhvani, they do teach us the, how to get pure happiness, right? Hello, is it... Okay, Dia, are you getting me? In Dibhidhvani, whatever they teach, Arahantas, whatever they teach us the real path of liberation, right? Right, Dia? Okay. Now, the religion is something that shows you the path of liberation. Jainism, see, Arahantas or Bhagwan, we also call them Jinendra. We say Jai Jinendra, right? We say Jai Jinendra. What is Jai and what is Jinendra? Any idea why do we say Jai Jinendra? Arjun, you have any idea when we start class we say Jai Jinendra, when we wind up the class we say Jai Jinendra? Why do we say it?
I don't know.
Okay, Dia, you know why do we say Jai Jinendra? Yes. Say Jio, right? Dia. Jain Dharam. Because we are Jain, we should say Jai Jinendra, right?
Yes.
Arjun, is it correct that that's because we are Jai Jinendra, we are Jain, so we should say Jai Jinendra? Is it the logic? Yes or no?
I'm not sure.
Okay, a non-Jain, a person who is not a Jain, he cannot say Jai Jinendra or what? He can say or he cannot say? He can say.
He can say, but it wouldn't have any meaning to him.
Okay, so you mean to say only Jains have the rights to say Jai Jinendra, right, Dia? Is it?
Yes.
Oh, see, Jinendra means Bhagwan. Jinendra means Arahanta and Siddha. Jinendra means, it's made up of two words, Jin plus Indra. Jin means Bhagwan, a lord. And Indra we say because Indra, as a title, we give to the supreme souls, okay? So, Jinendra is Bhagwan. Jinendra means Bhagwan, means Arahant and Siddh. Generally, we use Jinendra for the Arahant Pamishti, the idols what we find in our temples. So, we call them Jinendra, Jinendra Dev. And to say, to pay blessings to him, long live Jinendra, means Jai Jinendra. Jai Jinendra means we are paying some respect to them. So we say Jai Jinendra. Okay, we just bow down to them. So we say Jai Jinendra. So before starting any activity, when we meet, we greet each other Jai Jinendra, because just we remember our Lord, our Bhagwan. So we say Jai Jinendra because we, on that time, when what we do, we remember. remember our Bhagwan, and that's why say we greet each other by remembering our Bhagwan, and that's why we say Jai Jinendra. In English, it means long live Jinendra, or we can say I bow down to Jinendras. Did you get it? So it's not like only Jain people can say Jai Jinendra. No, if you really think Jinendras have attained happiness and you really have respect for them, you can say so even if you're not Jain. Okay? If somebody who is not Jain finds this path of liberation much true and he wants to follow it, then he can always say Jai Jinendra, and he can always follow the path of Jinendras. Am I clear? Why do we say Jai Jinendra?
Yes.
Tia, any doubt?
No.
Sure. What is the meaning of Jinendra? Diya, what is the meaning of Jinendra?
Bhagwan.
Okay. And Arjun, why do you say Jai Jinendra? Arjun, why do you say Jai Jinendra?
To respect others.
To respect others.
I meant respect. Bhagwan.
To respect Bhagwan. Whenever we start something and we meet anybody, we firstly respect a lot. So we just to greet and just to remember that Jinendra Dev is our Bhagwan, we just pay salutations, we just remember them. So we say Jai Jinendra. Okay? Clear?
Yes.
Now, so I can say Jinendra gave us the Divya Dhvani. Can I say that Jinendra gave us the Divya Dhvani? Arjun, can I say Jinendra gives us Divya Dhvani? Yes or no?
Arihant gives
us Divya Dhvani. And Arihantas are included in Jinendras, right?
Yes.
So can we say Jinendras gives Divya Dhvani?
Yes.
Okay, Diya, can we say Jinendra's gifts us Divya Dhvani?
Yes.
Very good. Jinendra's gifts us Divya Dhvani, right? Now tell me, in Jainism, who is at the supreme position? If we have to choose a leader, we have to make a leader. Who is the leader of Jainism? Who is the father of Jainism? Who is the father of Jainism, Arjun?
Siddhas.
And anybody accompanying Siddhas?
Arihants.
Okay, Arihant and Siddhas are the father of Jainism, right? Why? Because they are the base. They are the example that Jainism is truth. Jainism doesn't fake things. It really makes sense that yes, Jainism says you can attain happiness, and what is the proof? See Siddhas, see Arihantas, they have attained the happiness, right? So Arihantas and Siddhas are base of Jainism, right?
Yes.
They are correct. Arihantas and Siddhas are base of Jainism. Now tell me, who is the true base, Arihant or Siddha? Jainism, the true father of Jainism. Arihanta or Siddha? The Jainism we know about, we know. Not Siddhas or Arihantas. The Jainism we know, who is the true father for us? Arihantas or Siddhas? You know the answer. Both of you know the answer. Please tell me.
Yeah. Arihants.
Why? Very good. Why?
Because without the Arihants, we wouldn't know about the Siddhas.
Exactly. No, because of Arihant, we came to know about Jainism. Whatever he taught, that became Jainism, right? Whatever he taught, that is what we call Jainism, right?
Yes.
Isn't it? Do you agree that whatever Arihantas has given us is Divya Dhvani, that is only the Jinvani today, and that Jinvani is only called the Jainism? Jia, right or not? you getting it right? Arihantas has given us the Dvidvani, and that Dvidvani itself is known as Jainism, the Jain dharm, the Jain religion. Correct? Right? So, the Jain dharm is given by whom? The Arihantas. How? By their Dvidvani. And that's why now we have four things. Arihant Bhagwan, Siddh Bhagwan, Sadhu Parmeshthi, and then the religion preached by the Arihantas. Right? The religion, that is Jainism, preached by whom? Arihantas. How are Arihantas? The qualities of Arihantas, who will tell me the qualities of Arihanta? How are they? Arjun Arihantas, how are Arihantas?
Arihants have complete happiness, and
yes,
they're only known for 18 faults.
Yes, very good.
Which is death.
They what?
They're only known for 18 faults.
Yeah, that's yes. Perfect. Tell me their qualities. What do they know? What do they have? They have anything with them? Or they know, what do they know? They know about you, they know about me. What?
They have complete knowledge.
They have complete knowledge. Very good. And one more thing. What do they have with them, with their body?
They have a body, unlike Siddhas.
Yes, they have body. And with body, anything else do they have? The clothes, anything like that?
I don't know.
We learned something about Vitaragi, if you remember. Diya, what do Arihantas have? Full knowledge and what else? Huh? What do Arihantas have, Diya?
Is he a Jain?
Huh? He is? Sorry, I can't hear you. He gives Dvidvani. Correct. One more thing. He knows everything. They give us Dvidvani. And one more thing. That's why we call them Bhagwan, Dev. Three things in Arihantas. One is they are knower of everything. They know everything. Second, they give us Dvidvani. Third, they are passionless and they have no attachments, right? Do they have any attachment, Arjun?
No.
That is what. Yeah, so three things are, they have no attachments. That's why we call them Vitaragi, means passionless, attachmentless. Second is Sarvagya. Sarvagya means knower of all, right? And third is Hitopdeshi. Hitopdeshi means giving the Dvidvani. He gives us his sound, and which is called the Dvidvani, right? So, Bhagwan, Arahant Dev, they knows everything and they preaches the religion. Okay? So, we can say the religion preached by the omniscient Lord means the one who knows everything, means the Arihantas. Okay, right? So, now four things. We'll tell me the four things. Diya, please tell me the four things we'll learn in this chapter. We'll learn things about these four souls. What are the names? Diya.
Huh?
Vitragi Sarvagyan Hitopdeshi, these are the three characteristics of Dev, right? I am asking for four things we just learned, the four things which we learn in this chapter. All the things you know. I'm asking just the names we just learned. Arjun, will you please tell me the names, the four names? Arihantas, Siddhas, Sadhus, and the religion preached by the Arihantas or Omniscient Lord.
Hello?
Hello, Arjun, you're there?
Yes, I'm here.
Anubhavji?
Yes, you all can hear me?
Yeah, I think there was some pause in between.
Okay, fine. Am I audible, Arjun? Okay. So in this chapter, we are going to learn about these four souls, these four things. One is Arahant Parameshthi, second is Siddha Parameshthi, third is Sadhu Parameshthi, and fourth is religion preached by the Omniscient Lord. Clear? Arjun, can you name these four? Yes.
Arahant Parameshthi.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And religion preached by
Omniscient Lord, or we can say Arahanta, simply Arahanta. Okay, Dia, what are the four names? Very good, yes. Yes. Very good. Yes, religion preached or taught by the God, by Arahantas, by Omniscient Lord. Very good. Okay, so we are clear that Jainism is preached by whom? Arahanta Parameshthi, right? And how? They gave us Dibhidvani, and that is only known as the Jainism, right? Clear? Am I clear to you?
Yes.
Okay, now the chapter is completely over. We learned everything. Now what we have to do, you know the name of the chapter? It's Mangal Uttam Sharan, right? The name of the chapter is what? Arjun, the name of the chapter is what?
Uttam
Sharan. You got the file?
Yes,
Arjun. Yes, so the very first slide in this chapter is Mangal Uttam Sharan. You can read it. M-A-N-G-A-L is Mangal. U-T-T-A-M, Uttam. And Sharan is S-H-A-R-A-N. Okay? Dia, what is the name of the chapter? Very good. Now, simply what we have to do, we know the four names, we know these three names, Mangal, Uttam, Sharan, right? We know four names, Arahant Parameshthi, Siddha Parameshthi, Sadhu Parameshthi, and the religion preached by Omniscient Lord. And we know these three names, Mangal, Uttam, and Sharan. Now, what we have to do, we have to make the facts. Arahant Parameshthi is Mangal, Siddha Parameshthi is Mangal, Sadhu Parameshthi is Mangal, and the religion preached by the Omniscient Lord is Mangal. Again, Arahant Parameshti is Uttam, Siddha Parameshti is Uttam, Sadhu Parameshti is Uttam, and the religion preached by the omniscient Lord is Uttam. Arahant Parameshti is Sharan, Siddha Parameshti is Sharan, Sadhu Parameshti is Sharan, and the religion preached by the omniscient Lord is Sharan. You got me what we have to do? Arjun?
Chattari?
Yes, I did.
Adrianta?
What we have to do, we know these four names, and now we have to group them with Mangal, Uttam, and Sharan, right?
Chattari?
Yes.
Okay, Diya, you got me?
Yes.
Okay, now tell me, please one by one, the name of four Mangals. Arjun, the name of four Mangals, please.
Arihant Parameshti, Siddha Parameshti, Sadhu Parameshti, and a religion preached by the Arihant.
By the Arihant. Yes, very good. They are the name of four Uttams. Very good, very good. You remember the whole mantra only. Very good. I only asked for the four names. Very good. Okay, Arjun, the third one, the name of the four Sharan. Say it like Arahanta is Arahanta as Sharan to us. Okay? The name of the four Sharans. Then we'll start how to read this mantra. Okay, Arjun, the name of the four Sharans. Arjun.
Chittari Mangalam.
Arihant. Okay, you also, I am asking for the names, four names.
Arihant Parameshti, Siddha Parameshti, Sadhu Parameshti, religion preached by Lord.
Very good. Okay, now we'll begin with this chapter. Okay, now I'll say once, I'll recite once the first line. You, please come to the second slide of the material provided to you. Char, in this Char Mangal, it's written Charmangal. Char Mangal. Four auspicious things. Okay, now we'll start. I'll say once and you have to repeat. Okay. Chattari Mangalam, Chattari Mangalam. So, Arjun?
Chattari Mangalam, Chattari
Mangalam. Diya? Very good. Then, Arahanta Mangalam. Arjun?
Arihantanam Mangalam.
Arihanta Mangalam. Okay, the Mangal, we have to add Ma. Mangalam. Okay? Arihanta Mangalam Diya.
Arihanta Mangalam.
Siddha Mangalam Arjun.
Siddha Mangalam
Diya. Sahu Mangalam. Arjun.
Sadhu Mangalam.
No, it's Sahu Mangalam. Sahu Mangalam.
Sahu Mangalam.
In Namokar Mantra, in the last line, what did we say? Namone Sabve Sahudam, right? Not Sadhudam. Namokar Mantra is written in which language? Diya? Prakrit, very good. In Prakrit, the sadhus are pronounced as sahu. Okay? How do we pronounce sadhus? Sahu. Okay? This Char Mangal Path, this Chattari Mangal Path is also in which language? same language, Prakrit language. Okay? So how do you pronounce Sahu? Sadhu? Sahu. Okay? To Sahu Mangalam Arjun.
Sahu Mangalam.
It's Sahu Mangalam. Okay, Diya. No, Sahu, not Sadhu. Sahu. S-A-H-U. Sahu. Sahu Mangalam. And now the last line is Kevli Panato Dhammo Mangalam. Kevli Panato Dhammo Mangalam. Arjun, Kevli. Say Kevli.
Kevli.
Panato.
Panato.
Very good. Panato.
Panato.
Dhammo. Dhammo is dharma. Dharma is religion. Okay? So Dhammo.
Dhammo.
Mangalam.
Mangalam.
Kevli is arahanta. Kevli is arahanta. Panato means preached. So the religion, Dhammo means dharma. So the dharma means the religion. Panato means the preached by who? Kevli. Kevli means arahanta or Jirendra or Bhagavan. So Kevli Panato Dhammo Mangalam. Say Kevli Panato Dhammo Mangalam. Arjun?
Kevli.
Panato Dhammo
Dhammo.
Very good. Dia.
Kevli Panato Dhammo Mangalam.
Very good. Chattari Mangalam, Arahanta Mangalam, Siddha Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, and Kevli Panato Dhammo Mangalam. Okay, now if I'll ask you how many mangals are there, what will you say, Arjun? How many mangals are there?
Five?
Five?
Yes.
Five mangals, please name them.
Parsri, Mangalam, Arihanta. Mangalam.
Wait. Okay. Diya, how many mangals are there?
Four.
Arjun says five. Diya says four. Who is right? Okay, Arjun, name five mangals, please. First one is Chattari, right? Second is Arahanta, third is Siddha, fourth is Sadhus, and fifth is religion preached by the Kevli Bhagwan, right?
Correct.
Okay, Diya, Chattari, Mangalam, Chattaris are Mangal or not? Diya?
No.
Arjun, see, Chattari means in Prakrit language, four. So Chattari Mangalam means there are four Mangals. Simple. The first line, Chattari Mangalam, doesn't mean Chattari is a separate Mangal. Chattari means char, char means four. Okay? Chattari means what?
Four.
Four. So, first line states that there are four mangals. Okay? So, Chattari mangals are what? There are four mangals. Okay? What are the four mangals? Arahantas, Siddhas, Sadhus, and the religion preached by the omniscient Lord or Arahant Bhagwan. Right? So, meaning of the very first line, Chattari Mangalam. Diya, what is the meaning of the first line, Chattari Mangalam?
Four.
Diya, Chattari, Mangalam. Very simple. Mangalam means Mangal. Chattari means what?
Four.
So what does it mean, Chattari, Mangalam, the both together? What do they mean? There are four Mangals. Very good. Arjun, Chattari Mangals means what? There are four Mangals. Okay? Now, before we start to learn about four Mangals, I mean, what is the meaning of this whole thing? Let us first learn what is the meaning of Mangal. And we'll learn the meaning of Mangal and we'll conclude today's session. Okay? Now, Mangal, if you remember, I told you in Namokar Mantra 2. It is the Mangalacharan of the first scripture of Jain philosophy, Jainism, right? Anybody of you knows about Mangal? What is the Mangal? Mangal means what? You know anything about benediction? Achha, Arjun, say, whenever we start class, how do we recite Namokar Mantra first in the very beginning? Today you recited Namokar Mantra, right? Arjun, why do we start the class with reciting Namokar Mantra?
To pray to God and respect.
Why do we pray to God? The reason behind praying to God, what is the reason?
We want to be like them.
Okay, but in the beginning of the class, in the beginning of the class you want to be like the gods. And afterwards, when you start studying in the class, you don't want to be like gods. I mean, in the beginning only you want to be, and afterwards you don't want to be.
You do want to be.
So why don't you keep on remembering God that yes, I want to be like you, that's why. All the class, you just start saying Namokar Mantra, Namokar Mantra, complete only.
Because then you will learn.
Dear, why do we start with Namokar Mantra, or whenever we start something, we recite Namokar Mantra first? You know anything? See, benediction, you know anything about benediction? Whenever we start something, we just wish that this thing completes without any, there should not be any kind of hindrances or we can say any problems or anything. Like they're starting some good thing. We are here for studying something about Jain philosophy. So there should not be any kind of hindrances between or something that will stop us from completing the session or completing the class or abstain us from gaining the knowledge of the Jain philosophy or anything. So whenever we start something, you just wish the purpose of doing that particular thing fulfills without any of the problems. Okay? So that's why we benedict in beginning of any good thing. And that's why we say Mangal Acharan, Mangalacharan. We recite Mangalacharan. So Mangal plus Acharan. Okay? So that is called Mangalacharan. Mangal. Mangal means something that removes all the problems, all the bad things, all the sins. Mangal is something that removes all the sins, bad things, problems, delusions, attachments, aversions, everything. And what does it do? It fulfills our basic purpose. Means it brings us real happiness. So Mangals do two things. Mangal removes the sins and Mangal brings the happiness. What is Mangal? One who removes all the sins and who brings the happiness is called Mangal. Mangal is what? Am I clear? Mangal is something which removes all your sins. See, something which is auspicious, benefactor, which benefits me. Is what? Which gives me happiness is the benefactor for me. Is auspicious. Why it is auspicious? Because it has no sins. It has nothing like bad characteristics or no bad things in it. So it removes sins and it brings real happiness, and that's why we call it Mangal. Am I clear or it's too tough?
No, it's clear.
It's clear? It's not tough? Diya, you got it? What is the Mangal? Mangal in English language is auspicious or benefactor. Mangal is auspicious or benefactor. But what do these mean? What do we mean by saying auspicious? You're auspicious to me. Means what? You are doing something good to me. And what is the good you can do to me? See, I have many sins. So if you can remove the sins from me, then you are good for me, right? And I am not happy. So if you can bring me some happiness, then you are good to me, right? See, who can be benefactor or auspicious to me? Who can do good to me? So what is there bad in me? There are sins in me. So when we can take all the sins away from me, is good for me. And when who can bring me some happiness is good for me, right? So Mangal is good for me. So what work should Mangal do? Mangal should take all the sins from me, should take it away. And what should it do to me? It should give to me, it should bring to me all the happiness. Am I clear?
Yes.
Diya, am I clear or is it too tough? Is it too tough or am I clear? What are you saying yes for? It's too tough. That's why yes? Oh, tough it is. Okay, see. You got the meaning. What is it? Okay, clear. Very good. Okay, so Arjun will tell me the meaning of Mangal. Mangal or auspicious or benefactor.
Mangal means it means two things. It removes all sins, which means bad things, off you.
Yes. Yes.
And it brings happiness to you.
Yes. The simple logic is Mangal means auspicious or benefactor, something which can benefit me. Okay. So how can a thing can benefit me? Two things. It can take away all my bad habits, bad things. It's doing good for me. Other way around, what it can do, what else it can do? It can give me some real happiness, so it's good for me. So how a Mangal is good for you? Since it removes all the sins from me, and also it brings me happiness, that's why we call it Mangal. Okay, Diya, what does Mangal mean? Yes. Hello. Which takes away all the what bad things, sins. Which removes all the sins from my soul. I have many sins, and the something that removes all the sins. See, Mangal is a good thing or bad thing? Simple. Mangal is good or bad, Diya? Mangal is a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing.
Okay, Diya, what are your views on Mangal? Mangal is a good thing or bad thing? Good thing, sure, pakka, ekdam sure? Okay, so Mangal is a good thing. So it will do good or bad? Diya, Mangal will do good or bad? Good. Now what do you mean by doing good? What can it do as a good thing to us? See, two ways. Either it takes away all the bad things in us, or else it can give it gives us the real happiness, right? See, I am unhappy and I have many bad habits, many bad things. So how can it do good things for me? Either it can remove the sins from me, or it can bring me real happiness. Okay, the 2 days only. Okay? Am I clear, Dia? Okay, see. You remember the 4 names? Arahantas, Siddhas, Sadhus, and 4th name is what, Dia? The 4th name? The religion preached by whom, Dia? Arahant Pamishti, or Kevli Bhagavan, omniscient lords. Okay, Arjun, the 4th one is what, the religion?
Preached by
Okay. I think we have just crossed today's time, so we'll conclude here by Dia will tell me. Arjun will tell us why do we celebrate Diwali, and we'll conclude today's session. Arjun, why do we celebrate Diwali?
We celebrate Diwali because Mahavir Bhagwan.
Yes.
Arihant to a Siddha.
Very good. Dia, Arjun is right or wrong? Hello, Dia. Why do we celebrate Diwali right now? Very good. Okay. In the next session, we'll start with Mangal only. And very slowly, because this is a very easy chapter. If you know the 4 names, you know the 3 things, Mangal, Uttam and Charan, then it's, the chapter is over. And we have finished half of the chapter today. Is it easy or tough, Arjun? Tell me seriously. Arjun, it is easy or tough?
It's in between.
Okay, in the next session we'll try to make it a bit easier. Okay, we'll conclude. Dia, you will say Namokar Mantra, we'll join our hands and we'll close our eyes and we'll conclude the session. Okay, Dia, start. Arjun, join your hands and close your eyes. I have also joined my hands and I have closed my eyes. Okay, Dia, start.
Namo Ayariyanam, Namo Uvajayanam, Namo Lovesavasahunam, Eto Panchanamokyaro, Sava Pavapanasaro, Manglanam Chasavesam, Padamam Havai Mangalam.
Very good. Jai Janendra to all.
Jai Janendra.
Jai Janendra.
Jai Janendra. Thanks Arjun. Jai. Thanks Anubhavji. Thanks Dia.
Thank you. Thanks Dia.
Jai Janendra.
Jai Janendra.